Everyone who grew up near the reef was taught by Miss Lamprey. They learned not only about the world in which they lived, but also about the dry world above the water where the two-legged land sharks ruled. Gray thought learning about the human world, that's what they called themselves, was a big waste of time. But it did make things easier if you knew the words for things that didn't come from the big blue, especially if you got your head stuck in a bucket.
Miss Lamprey can keep her pointy snout out of my business, and I thought we agreed to never bring up the incident again.
Oh, right. Totally forgot. Sorry. Let's head back to the reef,
Barkley said as he tried to turn Gray by pressing against him. Ha, fat chance. That used to work, but now Gray was 4 times the size of the dogfish, who nonetheless strained against his bulk.
Seriously, stop being such a flipper. We're going to be late for class.
I am not a flipper,
Gray told the dogfish.
I'm a total fin.
Being a fin was very cool. Being a flipper wasn't.
Well, you're not acting very finny, Barkley said.
Gray butted his friend to the side and sped forward.
Hey, come back, shouted the dogfish.
He'd wake, buddy.
The lobster had passed into the mouth of the lagoon. Talking with Barkley cost Gray valuable time, but it still wouldn't be enough time for his prey to make it home. Gray would show the shellhead who was the big fish in this patch of water. He bore down on the lobster. Gray could feel the warm water whisking through his gills and closed his mouth so it wouldn't slow him down. He could smell the lobster as he closed the distance between them. So delicious. He ground his teeth in anticipation. Closer. The lobster disappeared momentarily into the fronds of kelp near the opening of the lagoon. There wasn't enough to hide in, though. Gray sped through the sparse greeny, opening his mouth for his strike when, whammo! But it wasn't a good whammo.
Not good at all.
Gray had hit a hidden shelf in the lagoon bed. He could feel his dorsal fin in the exposed air above the waterline. The lobster turned and clacked its claws at Gray while shimmying and flipping its tail back and forth. Was the shellhead doing some sort of victory swim? Impossible. Crustaceans were just dumb snacks. It sure seemed to be enjoying itself, though. Barkley cruised to a stop hovering near Gray.
Wow, that looked painful. And dumb. Was it more painful than dumb, you think? Or the other way round?
Gray struggled, thrashing his tail to free himself, but he was stuck.
If you're finished, I could use some help.
Fine, fine.
Barkley quickly swam to the shallower side of the lagoon and pushed. This accomplished nothing. He swam a tight circle and tried butting Gray off the shelf.
You know, you might want to lay off the fatty tuna and go on a seaweed diet for a while. I've heard it's very cleansing.
Shut your cod hole and push,
Gray yelled. They were far too close to the land shark colony, and humans had things called boats to move on top of the big blue. One time, Gray came upon a human in a rubber covering floating by the bottom of the reef. He was chasing a group of mackerel and didn't notice the human until they were snout to snout. It carried a spine shooter, and sometimes those were dangerous, even to a shark as big as Gray. But the land shark dropped it and blew bubbles instead, waving its arms wildly, looking very fierce indeed. It scared Gray so much he swam away as fast as he could. Close call. But this was more dangerous. Fish of all sizes, even whales, were caught and killed by humans from boats. Gray thrashed even harder. With one final ram from Barkley at full speed, he felt the ledge crumble, then disappear. He was free. Gray rejoiced as his dorsal fin submerged and he angled for deeper water.
That was a close one, buddy,
Barkley chuckled nervously. After a moment, Gray did too. Pretty soon they were both cackling like crazy fish.
Can you imagine what your mom would do if she found out?
Barkley trailed off. Gray was laughing so hard he didn't notice his mother floating off to the side, her eyes blazing. Uh-oh.
I think I'm going to find out, Gray said to his friend.
But Barkley wasn't there.
Of course.
The dogfish had wisely vanished. How does he do that? Gray wondered silently as his mother frowned, her tail swishing in short, angry strokes.